The State University of New York is looking to better prepare the students who will be arriving on its community college campuses. We get that story from WRVO's Adam Wolf.
A quarter of a million students attend the State University of New York's 30 community colleges. But not all of them are ready to be there. That's according to Joanna Duncan Portier, the SUNY Vice Chancellor for Community Colleges.
Anywhere between 40 to 70% of the new students coming to our colleges are in need of remediation.
Those students spend $93 million of their financial aid annually for classes to help them catch up. SUNY kicks in another $70 million, and it takes them longer to graduate. In May, SUNY created a task force to consider possible solutions. One proposed by Chancellor Nancy Zimfer is a new test administered to high school sophomores. It would gauge their readiness for college work and identify areas that need improvement. Another proposal would move Regents exams earlier in curriculum and include the same type of diagnostic questions. New York State Teachers Union spokesman Carl Korn said more testing would add to the drudgery of the current regime.
While that profits the big testing companies, that over-reliance on standardized testing cheats students out of the rich and full education they deserve.
According to a NICET study, students already spend over 3 full days of their lives taking standardized tests before they reach college. For now, Vice Chancellor Portier says the Remediation Task Force expects to have a final plan out this fall. For WRVO News, I'm Adam Wolf.